95.7 The Hog, it's the Morning Hog, Riggs and Guy, and the third member of our broadcast team, and his third appearance on this show, three-timer, Diedrich Bader, the hardest working man in show business.
Oh, thanks, guys. Third time is the charm. This is going to be the best interview ever.
You really have raised the bar now. I feel weird about the fact that it's a season finale already in this early in the season, but I guess this is how television goes. American Housewife, tonight, the season finale. What is Greg going to get into this time?
Yes, tonight. And yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, we had a shorter season, and it does feel weird. Usually we shoot 21 episodes, and this time we shot 12. And that was really because we shot in the middle of a pandemic, and it was, first of all, really expensive, also really strange. And you know, there's a strangeness to going to work every day to do your little, you know, monkey dance and dance around and risking the life of your, risking your own life and the life of your family to do your little monkey dance and dance with your son.
Sure.
There was something very strange about that. But at the same time, I'm sorry, I'm talking so much. I've had actually 5 cups of coffee right now, so I'm just going to be talking for the next 10 minutes.
Yes, do it.
It was a great opportunity because to entertain during a time when people really need to be entertained. You know, I look back on the times where people would shoot movies during World War II, and you could see why they felt like it was important. People need entertainment at a time of national stress, and this is certainly the most stressful time that I've been through in my life. And in our world, in American Housewife tonight, there is no COVID. We're in a COVID-free world, and so it is, in its own way, a return to normalcy.
Wow.
And I know this sounds odd, but I felt very privileged to be able to entertain during this incredible time.
You know, it is a treat for everyone who gets to watch something fresh and new and doesn't have to think about the pandemic during it. Tonight, ABC, American Housewife, and that's Diedrich Bader, who has done so much. I have a feeling the last year for you had to be especially awkward because I don't know anybody who works as hard as you in show business. I mean, you always have multiple projects. So how uncomfortable was it for you to maybe not have as much to do?
Thank you for saying that. And I have been very blessed and very lucky. It was incredibly different. The strangest experience of my life was working on American Housewife during this season because of all the pandemic protocols. If I had not known the crew as well as we did, because we have had the same crew for 5 years now, you know, over 100 episodes. So we're very tight. We're very close. But it was definitely weird, and to not have as many voiceovers, to have to record voiceovers from my wife's closet was weird, to
right.
not go from one set to another. I mean, last year, for example, I was on Space Force with Steve Carell, Better Things with Pam Adlon, and, of course, American Housewife. So I would just go from one set to another, but that, of course, it's incredibly impossible during this time because of safety protocols. So, because I would be basically be patient X without sleeping with anybody. That just wasn't an option. Better Things didn't even shoot, and I think and Space Force is going to be shooting in Canada, so everything is going to be different.
Really?
And it is a big adjustment. I mean, obviously, people have had to make adjustments all over the world, so I'm not saying that I'm a special case at all. But it was definitely different for me. And as I say, like a rare opportunity to be entertained at a time when people really need entertainment.
So that is Diedrich Bader. You mentioned the voice work, and one of the things you do, which I love, is your Batman interpretation, the Harley Quinn animated series. Would you be a sensei if you've been that before? But will you be a sensei now and let me try my Batman on you? Because Guy, you don't think I have a good Batman. I think I have a pretty...
Oh, I love this.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Hey, that's really good.
Okay. There you go.
Take
there
that guy. Go. Take that, dude. Diedrich right. just said mine was good.
I love it.
That
was a great Batman.
Okay, wait. Let's try a dueling Batman. How about this? I'm just going to say this is Batman saying random things. You come back. All right, ready? I'm Batman, and I like a pizza. How about you?
I'm Batman as well, and I also like pizza. But mostly, I like Hawaiian pizza, which nobody likes but me, so I get to eat all the pizza.
I don't think you're Batman. You can't have pineapple on your pizza. I'm Batman.
The healthy one.
Thank you very much. Thank you for indulging me.